This week, I want to talk about three lies which you are telling yourself right now and which could well be holding you back from getting your fitness act together. So together today, we're going to explore what these lies are, why they are so unhelpful, and what you need to know instead. Welcome to the Busy Woman's Guide to Fitness and Wellness, a space where we celebrate you exactly as you are right now, while also looking at realistic and achievable ways that you can increase your fitness, improve your nutrition, and bring more wellness into your busy schedule. We tackle a whole range of subjects from diet culture and healthy weight loss, right through to how to stay motivated, reduce stress, balance fitness and life, and ways to get the most out of your fitness routine. This is your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation, perfect if you're a busy woman who sometimes struggles to find time for yourself and who would love to develop a positive mindset and a consistent fitness and wellness routine. I'm Alex, your host, women's fitness and wellness coach, founder of ChickFit, mum of two, lover of chocolate, wine, and exercise, and believer that we can all find balance in our busy lives. Well, hello there. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Busy Woman's Guide to Fitness and Wellness. And today I want to talk to you about lies. Yes, those lies that you're telling yourself, which could be massively holding you back from getting your act together when it comes to your fitness. And honestly, if you are struggling right now, or if you have struggled in the past and you tend to have that kind of on and off relationship with fitness, and you would love to build a consistent fitness routine, and if this is something that's kind of pissing you off right now that you can't seem to manage to get there, then you are going to want to listen to this really, really closely today. And I think it's safe to say that, like with a lot of these things, you might not even be aware that some of this is going on, that you are telling yourself these lies. But I promise you, of the lies I'm about to share with you, you're probably going to resonate with at least one of them. At least one of these is going to be true for you. And, you know, that could be doing you a really major disservice. Now, as you know, I'm big into mindset. I talk about it so much on this podcast because I know that you all know what you need to do for good health and well-being, right? Am I wrong? You know, if you're here particularly, if you are listening to this, then you have an interest. You have an interest in fitness and wellness and nutrition and all of those kind of things. And those things can seem really simple. And I do not want to do myself out of a job here, but it's not rocket science, right? We all know generally what that looks like. And yeah, of course, we may not know the ins and outs of, you know, exactly how to get there. And we might need a little bit of help with the structure of that. And we might need help with, you know, learning how to do things like lift weights and stuff, for example, that we may not have experienced before, right? So there's definitely that side of things. But ultimately, this stuff we know is simple, right? It's move more. We know roughly what we should be eating for good health. We know that we should be managing our stress, right? And yet we're not necessarily doing it. And it can feel really bloody frustrating when we are not following through on those things. But of course, I do have a job. I do have a business. And it's because of this. Knowing what to do and actually doing it are two completely different things. And don't we know it? We all have these ridiculous mind monkeys that get in the way and actually talk us out of doing stuff that is good for us, stuff that we actually want to do, stuff that intellectually we're like, this makes complete sense. This is going to make me feel better. And yet sometimes we just cannot reach it. We can't grasp it. We can't hold on to it for long enough. And that's because of these mind monkeys that come out. If it was as simple as knowing what to do and then just doing it and carrying through with it, then life would be so flipping easy, right? Life would be easy, but it's not that simple and it's not that easy. And the three lies that we're going to talk about today are simply those mind monkeys popping up. Those mind monkeys telling us, oh, you can't really do it because, you can't really do it because. But before we get into that, before we get into what those lies are, talking of mind monkeys, it's membership month right now, or membership March, if you like. And I would just love to share with you this week's special offer. And it's so ridiculously relevant for today's podcast episode, because for this week only, when you join the ChickFit Members Club, I'm going to also be gifting you a 45-minute one-to-one coaching call. On this call, we're going to dive into where you are right now, what your goals are, and more importantly, we're going to talk about where you usually get stuck, where those roadblocks are, so that we can get to work on your mindset and we can start to help you come up with a plan to overcome that and then to work towards your goals and really, really nail them. So this essentially is a mind and body strategy call. It's going to set you up perfectly and help you to build those foundations that you need to create that lasting fitness and wellness plan. Honestly, this is that step that's often missing. If you go and do, you know, fitness programs, or you try and attend a class regularly, or you try to go to the gym regularly, and it's just not happening, this is the bit that's missing. This is the foundation that you need, is this mindset work. So we're going to help you to work on that and to figure out, what is it? What are these things that are getting in my way, and how can I start to overcome that? So of course, as well as that, you will get the amazing structured programs inside the Chick Fit Members Club. There are options there for beginners right through to more advanced exercises. You will get brilliant support from me to make the most of it. And like I say, this week and this week only, you will also get your bonus one-to-one call with me so that you can really take those results to the next level. So spring is a great time to get started on this. I think everybody assumes that my busiest time is January, but honestly, it's quite often tumbleweed in January. It's March and April that everybody comes out of the woodwork and they're like, right, let's do this. I need help. I'm ready. Something to do with the days getting longer or something. But yeah, March, April, brilliant, brilliant time to get started, because you've got a lovely long run in towards the summer holidays. You've got the lighter, longer days. It's a great time to find that motivation and to get going. So if that is you, if you are like, right, I'm ready. I want to feel fitter. I want to feel stronger. I want to feel more confident. And I want to sort out these mind monkeys that I know often stop me in my tracks. Then come and join us at chickfit.co.uk/members club. You can find out more. You can sign up and you will get your free one-to-one coaching call. Right, back to where we were. The lies we tell ourselves. And I've got three to share with you today. The first one is maybe not a lie so much, but a falsehood that we tell ourselves. And actually, this is the one that kicked off the idea for this particular episode, because it's something that somebody said to me really recently. And people say this to me a fair bit, actually. But somebody said this to me the other week and I was like, hang on a minute. and it really kicked off my thinking around this. And the lie is, you make it look so easy. And of course, people say that to me because, you know, I'm a professional. I'm an exercise professional. So I feel that'd be something a little bit wrong if I didn't make it look a little bit easy. But what's often going on when people say that is there's this subtext underneath it. You're saying, oh, you make it look so easy, while also kind of internally saying to yourself, and it's never going to be that easy for me, or why doesn't it look that easy for me, or what's wrong when it doesn't feel that easy for me, right? So we're creating this comparison. We're making ourselves feel worse about ourselves in comparison to somebody else, whether it's me, whether it's somebody you've seen on Instagram, whether it's somebody that you've seen down at the gym. We instantly set ourselves up into this place where we're kind of saying, well, you make it look easy. It's not that easy for me. And it makes us feel like we've got this mountain to climb to get to a place where it feels as easy as it seems for other people. And it creates this false narrative as well around the idea that it actually should get any easier. And I'm going to address this one later, because that's another little lie that we tell ourselves. But it's such a self-defeating thing, because we're looking at somebody, we're saying, well, they make it look easy and I don't. So clearly I'm doing something wrong. What's the point? I might as well not bother. Or, like I say, we look at it and we go, oh my God, it's going to be so hard to get to that place. It feels so hard right now. Why does it feel so hard for me? And I'm never going to get there and it's going to be too hard. So I might as well just give up. But look, here's what sits behind that. When people say it to me, and often when people think it about other people, the truth is I have been doing this for 25 years. I didn't start last week or last month or even last year. I have been exercising consistently for 25 years. Now, sure, I've had the odd little break, you know, when I was suffering with morning sickness with my two kids, I did not exercise at all. I just lay on the sofa. Quite frankly, it was all I could do. And I've had the odd period where maybe for 2, 3, 4 weeks, I haven't exercised, but that's been few and far between. For the most part, I have exercised regularly most weeks of my life for the last 25 years. Now, if I am not making it look easier, than somebody who's been doing it for a couple of months or has just started back to exercise, then quite frankly, I'm the one that's doing something wrong, not you. It also means that I've been working on my technique for 25 years. And believe me, when you get the technique right, when you've got a good technique, it does make it look a lot easier than it actually feels. And I kind of liken this to, let's say you're watching a gymnast or a dancer. Now, when you watch them, there is a certain ease about what they do, right? It's not that you sit there going, oh, well, I could do that. Of course not. But there's an ease about what they do. They make the things that they do look relatively easy. But it's because they've trained and trained and trained and trained to get to that place. And I'm not comparing myself to a gymnast. I do not have those level of skills. What I do is a lot more simple than that. But I have also been practicing it for a really, really long time. And so it's going to look easier. And the other thing is, things appear easier than they actually are. Appearances can be deceptive. You know, when I'm doing my videos in the members club, you know, members what post. So we do like a weekly workout tracker where everybody kind of puts down when they've done their workouts. And sometimes in that, people will say to me, oh, you made that workout look really easy. I was sweating buckets. And I said, I was sweating buckets as well. I promise you, I was not finding that workout easy. If you found it hard, I found it hard. I promise you. I'm still finding it hard. I'm still sweating. I'm still hurting. It's just that these things always look a lot easier than they actually feel, you know? And so when you're saying that to somebody or about somebody, it's not particularly helpful for you because you are in a completely different place in your journey. You are maybe comparing yourself to somebody who's been doing this thing regularly for a really flipping long time. And quite frankly, like I say, they should be making it look a bit easier or there's something going wrong with what they're doing. But also, appearances are deceptive. Just because it looks easy doesn't mean it is. Just because a dancer makes their dance look easy and effortless doesn't mean it is. That's the reflection of thousands of hours worth of training that they've put in, right? It's bloody hard. It's bloody hard. So that's the first one. Try not to say that. Try not to say to other people, you make it look so easy, because it is not. Right. Second lie. It's easier for her because. And this is another comparison trap. This isn't about making it look easy. This is about it being easy to show up, being easy to exercise regularly. And I bet you have said something like this to yourself at some point. I certainly have. I've certainly looked at people and go, oh, well, it's all right for her because, you know, we might say, oh, it's easy for her because she's only got one kid. It's easy for her because she's got more time. It's easy for her because she has more support. It's easier for her because she's naturally more motivated. It's easy for her because she knows what she's doing. We can look at other people and we can say this to ourselves, it's easier for her. But do you know what? This is literally the most pointless comparison that you will ever make, because the only person who is ever going to lose in this competition is you, okay? And you know what? Yeah, maybe certain things are easier for that person. Does it mean it's effortless? Does it mean it's completely easy? No. They've probably had to do hard things. They've probably had to overcome certain things in order to get where they are. And also, it doesn't stop you from doing things for yourself. Just because something might be a bit easier for somebody else, it doesn't stop you from doing that thing for you. You know, does it mean that you can't do a workout because it might be a little bit harder for you to fit in? No, of course not. Of course not. So when we tell ourselves that lie, when we make that comparison, we are only losing. And we'll lose over and over and over again. And of course, some people have more time. Of course, some people have more support. Of course, well, I was going to say, of course, some people are naturally more motivated. But we've covered this one before. And actually, I don't think that's true. I don't think there is such a thing. You know, I think there's such a thing as learning how to be consistent, learning how to overcome obstacles, learning how to do hard shit when we don't want to do hard shit. And that may make it seem like, you know, that person is more naturally motivated, but it's not. It's because they've done hard things along the way to get to that place. So that one's definitely a lie. You know, or it's easy for her because she knows what she's doing. Again, she knows what she's doing because she's practiced, because she's worked at it, because she's gone through that hard bit at the start that she needed to do in order to get there. And so if this is something that you have a tendency to say, it's okay for them, because then you need to stop and you need to focus on your own lane, your own progress, and the things that you are personally in control of. You are not in control of whether or not you've got more or less time than them, you know, but you are in control of the things that you choose to do with that time and the things that you choose to prioritize in your life as well. So definitely stop telling yourself that lie. And then the final one, oh, this is one of my personal favorites. Final lie, this should be getting easier by now. Why isn't this getting any easier? Oh, this is a little golden little nugget. And I've had quite a lot of people say this to me. They'll say, you know, why isn't it getting any easier? I was expecting to get fitter by now, but I just don't feel it. And here's the thing, what's going on is that I am secretly, or actually not so secretly, making it a little bit harder each week. So you're like, oh, is this still as hard as it was in the first week? But the truth is, you're doing harder things, and so it's going to feel hard still. And so I think this is a really interesting one, because there's this idea, there's this misconception that as you get fitter, fitness gets easier. But the truth is, if you're doing it right, if you're doing the right progressed program, it should not get any easier. You know, of course, there are some sessions which are going to feel more challenging, some sessions which are going to feel less challenging, of course. And that's totally fine. That's like a normal part of your program. Not every single session needs to be, you know, guts everywhere. I can't remember what the saying is now. Guts to the wall, something like that. I don't know. I don't think that is the one, but you know what I mean. You know, not every session needs to be like that. But the truth is that as you progress in your fitness journey, you should be challenging yourself more and more with heavier weights, longer, more intense working intervals when you're doing cardio, more intense exercises, more complex exercises as well. You know, when I first worked with a client, you know, maybe someone who's not done weight training before, let's take that as an example. What am I going to do? I'm going to start them with some chair sits, so that they get the squat technique right. You know, it's one of the first steps that I use for squat technique, for example. So you do some chair sits. Maybe by week four, you're doing a squat with a kettlebell. Maybe by week eight, you're doing a squat with a heavier barbell. You are progressing. And so no, it's not going to get any easier. You are going to continue to challenge yourself more and more and more. So if you ever get to a point where all of your workouts are starting to feel easy, then it is time to kick it up a notch, because if they're all easy, you're not progressing, you're not changing, you're not developing. So it is time to make them harder again. And when that happens, you know, or when you feel like it's still really hard, it's not a sign that you're not getting any fitter or that you're doing anything wrong. It's the way it's meant to be. If you want to continue to progress, if you just want to trundle along, then fine, that's absolutely no problem. But I think most of us want to get into a fitness routine to keep improving and to keep building our fitness. We might get to certain plateaus, you know, where things plateau off a little bit and we're like, oh yeah, things are starting to feel a bit easier. But like I say, that's just a sign that it's time to go a little bit harder. It's time to step up the challenge a little bit more. I honestly think that this is sometimes the reason that people give up, because when they've been doing it for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and it still feels hard, they're like, oh, I'm doing something wrong. I'm not getting any fitter. What's the point? And then they give up. When in fact, if that is the case, they are doing everything so right. I promise. There's no way that you can do a fitness routine that feels hard for 4, 6, 8 weeks and not get fitter. There is no way on this earth that is happening. Right? So you're definitely getting fitter. It's just the challenge is increasing. You know, you ask any woman that is inside the Chick Fit Members Club, for example, you know, some of those girls have been there since the start, since 3 or 4 years ago. And I can promise you, they're not all trundling around going, yeah, this is easy now. No problem. No, because they're challenging themselves. They're going out there and they're buying heavier weights. They're doing more reps. They're doing a more complex version of the exercise. They're moving from doing the low impact options to doing the higher impact options. So they're always challenging themselves, and it continues to feel challenging. So try not to expect it to get any easier, because that lie is not helping you. And here's the thing, right? Fitness is hard. You know, there's no easy way around this. I am not going to sit here and tell you, yeah, it gets easy. It's simple. It's fine. Fitness can be simple for sure, but it's always going to feel hard. Like they say, there is no way around this one. The only way is through. So waiting and hoping that it's going to magically get easy is often stopping us from keeping going once we get started. So we've got to stop looking for the easy route. We've got to stop waiting for it to get easier. We've got to stop looking outside of ourselves and comparing ourselves to others as a reason for why we can't do these things for ourselves, because it's just rubbish. You can only focus on yourself. And you also, in that process, need to be prepared to do hard stuff, knowing that something amazing is going to come out of the other end. And sometimes we're not prepared to do hard stuff. We're prepared to do hard stuff for a couple of weeks, but then after that, we want it to be easy. Well, if you want results, if you want something amazing out the other end, then that is a little dream that you are going to have to give up. You are going to have to give up. Because when you can do that, you end up not only being physically stronger, but it absolutely helps you to build mental strength as well. You're going to be a stronger person in every single way when you stop telling yourself these lies and when you get on with it, I promise. Because when you learn that you can do hard stuff, it builds such an amazing confidence within you. It's such an amazing feeling when you know that you can push yourself, when you know that you can go outside your comfort zone, when you know that you can work hard. And when you do that session where you're like, really don't want to do this, and I did it anyway. And that felt amazing, because there was a time when I could have quite easily not done that session, when I could have quite easily told myself it was too hard. But you've got up, you've done something hard, you've proved something to yourself, you've built your confidence. Because believe me, building your confidence is not just about the body that you're in or what your body looks like. Your confidence is built on so much more than that. And if it is just about what your body looks like, that confidence is flimsy. That confidence can go in a flash. But if you are also looking at, how can I be a stronger person? How can I prove to myself that I can do hard shit? Then you're building like a really strong, unbreakable inner confidence in yourself. And it feels amazing. So stop telling yourself those lies. Stay in your own lane. Focus on what you can do, what you need to do. Stop expecting it to get any easier. Stop comparing yourself to others. And I promise that you will smash it. Right. I think that's me for this week. Remember that if your time has come to nail this thing called fitness, and you also need that, you know that you need to get your mindset on side too to help you find your mojo, get consistent and see those results, then this week when you join the Chick Fit Members Club, I'm going to be gifting you a free one-to-one coaching session as well. So we'll get into your goals, we'll discover any roadblocks, we'll get to work on making a plan for both your fitness and the rock solid mindset that's going to support that. And we're going to get you feeling amazing for the spring and summer. So just head over to chickfit.co.uk/members club right now. With all of that, I'm going to love you and leave you, and I will see you all again next week. Thank you so much for joining me today, beautiful people. If you have loved listening in and want to make sure you don't miss out on future episodes, then simply subscribe or follow the podcast on your favourite podcast player right now. You can also come and join me on the socials at Alex Chickfit, and I'll see you again next time.